From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Rebecca Roberts. The Supreme Court issued decisions today on jury selection and death penalty cases, consumer credit rules, and thongs. Yes, thongs. Well, sort of. The case was about attorney fees, but the plaintiff didn't want to wear a thong, and that's why she was in court. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Last week, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was the court's passionate dissenter in a gender pay discrimination case. Today, she spoke for a unanimous court in a case involving a nude peace protest at MacArthur State Beach Park in Florida. In a soft voice, the 74-year-old Ginsburg, peering through large glasses, described the facts of the case. The plaintiff, T.A. Weiner, is a naturist and outdoors woman who wanted to put on a nude peace protest at the park on Valentine's Day. But the state told her she would have to abide by the bathing suit rule, which, as Justice Ginsburg put it, requires patrons to wear, at minimum, a thong and, if female, a bikini top. Weiner went to court to challenge the rule, noting that she had previously won the right to put on nude performances as long as they were screened off from beachgoers. A federal judge ruled she could go ahead on Valentine's Day 2003 as long as the protest was similarly screened off. The nude performers, however, didn't exactly live by the rules. The nudists assembled to form a peace symbol outside the barrier, and when they disassembled, some went skinny dipping. And so, when the judge later considered Weiner's request for a permanent rule allowing nude protests, he nixed it. The question before the court wasn't whether to wear a bathing suit or not, or whether nude artwork is permissible on state property. It was whether, under federal law, Weiner's lawyers were entitled to attorney's fees, since they won for her at the initial stage of the litigation. The lower court said yes, the lawyers were entitled to $25,000 to be paid by the state of Florida. But the Supreme Court unanimously shook its head no. Said Justice Ginsburg, at the end of the fray, Florida prevailed in the suit. The state's bathing suit rule remained intact, and under the statute, Weiner leaves the courthouse empty-handed. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.